This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden travels to Tulsa, Oklahoma today to mark the 100th anniversary of a racially motivated massacre. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president will meet privately in Tulsa with survivors of the violence that killed up to 300 black people along what was known as Black Wall Street. He's the first president to take part in the remembrances, and the visit comes amid a continuing struggle over racial justice. He's been pushing Congress to pass a policing overhaul, and today will announce steps to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites. The White House says one step will address issues leading to black-owned homes being appraised at far less than comparable homes owned by whites.
The Tokyo Olympics are set to start on July 23rd, and Japan has started vaccinating athletes. But less than 3% of the general population is fully vaccinated, so Japan has now started a vaccine push, says our Charles de Ledesma.
That's 15,000 foreign athletes and tens of thousands of officials, sponsors, and journalists from around 200 countries descend on and potentially mix with a largely unvaccinated Japanese population, with infections in Tokyo and other heavily populated areas currently at high levels. Experts have warned there's little slack in the system. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's taken 14 years of study, but the Vatican is rolling out new provisions in church law that will explicitly make it a crime for priests to sexually abuse adults, not just children. The remains of two men from Kentucky who died during the attack on Pearl Harbor have been returned for burial. The remains just identified. Navy Fireman 3rd Class Wellborn Ashby was 24. Seaman 2nd Class Howard Majors was 18. This is AP News. A celebrity marriage is ending after decades.
Blair Underwood and his wife are calling it quits after 27 years. In a joint statement on Instagram, the actor and his wife, Desiree DaCosta, say their union has been a beautiful journey. They also say their decision to go their separate ways comes after much thought, prayer, and work on themselves individually and together. The couple say they will continue to be the best of friends and will work together to be good parents to their children, ages 24, 22, and 19. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
An international economic group says the world's rebound from the pandemic is picking up speed, but it's still uneven across countries. Most worrisome, the lack of vaccines in poorer nations, which could lead to more lockdowns, it says. The word from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, based in Paris. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.